in our beautiful Savior is justice, based on accurate scales. He is the perfect and just weight by which all standards of righteousness are based. He himself is the Prince of Shalom, peace and wholeness. He is perfect in all his ways. He didn't have any daddy issues. He loves his Father and is complete in himself. I'm Social Porter, and this is Outposts, cool jazz and contemplative conversation. At the end of our road is a transition place that takes us from here to where Jesus is. The Lord is waiting for you at the end of your trail, where you can dismount and stride towards the waiting arms of Jesus. Imagine it. The closer you get to him, the more the road-worn clothing of this life will be transformed into the gleaming shape of forever and endless life. Proverbs 22:17. Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge. This is a series of four programs concerning the subtle elements in the foundations of our heart, which create our tilt and bend. First, there was a discussion about influence, our impact and significance, and how the Lord influences us to live a life free of the world, death, hell, and the grave. Second was our impulses, the inclination and motivation from which the sparks in our imagination generate action. In that program, the Lord asked me, "What are your inclinations and how did you come by them?" And so I passed the question on to you. This evening is the third of four topics, which is about our set and bearing, the doctrine of direction as the Holy Spirit leads us on. In the navigation of a vessel, how often have we heard in movies or in real life the captain call to the helmsman to
set a course for
such and such a place, and then calls out the bearings. According to the dictionary, one definition of set is the manner in which we conduct ourselves, which even includes our postures and gestures. Our bearing is indicative of the direction we've set our hearts in. It is even evident in our demeanor, behavior, and conduct. First Kings 20:12. And it happened when Ben-Hadad heard this message as he and the kings were drinking at the command post that he said to his servants,
"Set yourselves and be ready."
They set themselves ready for battle, and their bearing was one of going forward into the face of the coming attack on the city. To set yourself means get ready to change the position of where you are and what you're doing. If the Lord has given us the command to set ourselves, rest assured He is faithful to give us a new bearing. I heard a man say once, "Where the appointment is, therein is the provision." Meaning when the Lord assigns us a task, job, or position, He will not ever leave us without the means to accomplish what He has asked of us. I fully believe that the Lord never asks any of us to do something we can accomplish in and of ourselves. Sit back in your big armchair, relax, and breathe. I'll be back in a moment.